This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gopal. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today visited the world's highest battlefield, Siachen, to carry out a first-hand assessment of the security situation. He interacted with the soldiers deployed in the extreme weather and tough terrain conditions. Addressing the soldiers, Singh lauded their contributions and said nation will remain forever indebted to the armed forces personnel and their contributions will forever be an inspiration for future generations. Calling Siachen a symbol of India's sovereignty and determination, he also remembered the success of Operation Meghdoot in 1984, terming it a golden chapter of the country's military history. In Arunachal Pradesh, fresh polls will be held in 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies on April 24 for parliamentary and assembly elections. The Election Commission declared the polling held on 19th of this month in these polling stations void and fixed a new date for fresh poll. The repolling will be held at Sario polling station under Baming Assembly constituency in East Kaming district and Loth Longpe in Nyapin Assembly constituency in Kurungkume district, Bogne and Molom Assembly constituencies under Rumgong in Siang district and Dingsar, Bogie Siam, Jimbari and Lengi Assembly constituencies under Nacho in Upper Subansiri district. The timing for the polling has been fixed from morning 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the day. Scrutiny of Form 17A of these polling stations will be done immediately after the poll on the same day. Today is the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. A total of 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of next month. All 26 parliamentary seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh will go to poll in this phase. Besides, 8 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 7 seats of Chhattisgarh, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa, and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall fall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northeast India and adjoining regions during the next 3 days. These conditions will prevail over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Sikkim, Tripura and West Bengal till Wednesday. DGIMD today informed Election Commission that there is no major concern with regard to heat wave for phase 2 of the general election scheduled on 26th of this month. The weather forecast is normal for the 13 states UTs going for polls in phase 2. In view of reports of above normal temperatures and heat waves in certain parts of the country, the Commission today held a meeting with concerned agencies to understand the developing weather situation and discuss measures to mitigate any risk due to hot weather conditions during the period of general elections. University Grants Commission UGC has announced that 4-year bachelor's degree holders can now directly appear for NET and pursue PhD in any subject. The candidate should have a minimum of 75% marks in aggregate or its equivalent grade on a point scale wherever the grading system is followed. Such candidates are allowed to appear in a subject in which they want to pursue a PhD irrespective of the discipline in which they have obtained the 4-year bachelor's degree. At present, a NET candidate requires a master's degree with a minimum of 55% marks. The Indian naval sailing vessel INSV Tarini has returned triumphant to her base port at Goa yesterday after a historic transoceanic expedition of nearly 2 months' duration. The expedition was undertaken in double-handed mode by Lieutenant Kedar Dilna K and Lieutenant Kedar Rupa A, women officers of the Indian Army. Their exceptional journey marks a historic milestone as they become the first from India to accomplish such a feat. Priyanka Goswami and Akashdeep Singh have secured a Paris 2024 Olympic quota for India in the marathon race walk mixed relay event. The Indian duo got the berth after finishing 18th at the World Athletic Race Walking Team Championship 2024 in Antalya, Turkey yesterday. Now the weather forecast, according to the Met Center, sky will be generally cloudy with few spells of rain or thundershowers in Itanagar. Around Itanagar during the next 24 hours. The maximum temperature recorded today was 76.5 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 22.1 degrees Celsius. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.